For the second day this week, furry friends are visiting St. Cloud State University to help students de-stress before final exams. Five service dogs hung out in the Atwood Memorial Center as a line of students anxiously awaited their time to pet them. Debbie House is a dog owner and member of the Central Minnesota Therapy Animal Association. She brought her small dog to campus and believes it is a good fit to help SCSU students.
This is Bailey. She's my dog. She's 9 years old. She is a Maltese poodle. She's not afraid of anybody, so she loves males, females, younger people, you know, older people, so there isn't anybody who she doesn't like. So her temperament, you know, she's just really mellow, so that makes for a really good therapy dog.
Duane Neeters is the owner of Taco, a mix of Chihuahua and Jack Russell. Neeters has a sentimental story of why he owns Taco and how it got started as a service dog.
I've had it for about 6 years. Someone had dumped it off some hunting land I own, so I just rescued it from there. And then I trained it to be a service dog. And at home, it'll bark at the neighbors, but when it's working, like here or at the hospital, it's just calm and respectful.
Final exams take place next week at SCSU, and some students took advantage of the de-stressing event. Freshman Ryan Herbolt and Destiny Tatro were two people who enjoyed their time spent with the dogs.
Came out to see the dogs. I have pet the English Sprainer over there. Then I think I pet a Collie. They're just both, you know, both very friendly. So I got to two out of, it looks like, about five here so far.
Why wouldn't you come and see a bunch of dogs? Like, seriously, they're just so precious. They should allow dogs on campus all the time. No joke, they should just be here every day, all the time. Should just have like a little puppy park.
Dogs visited SCSU Thursday from 11 to 2 p.m. For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.